Tens of thousands of Georgia children never get their teeth cleaned. It's partly a problem of geography. Kids have to travel too far to get to a dentist. And then there's state law, which says a dentist must be present when a dental hygienist is working. But a pair of bills in the General Assembly this year could make it easier for hygienists to offer services on their own. It's lunchtime at Turner County Elementary School in the South Georgia city of Ashburn, and kids file down the hallway past room 19. It's not your standard classroom. Inside sit three used dental chairs and boxes of medical equipment.
A new vacuum pump, a new autoclave, which is sterilizer. We were able to get a portable x-ray machine and an air compressor.
That's Brenda Lee from Turner Family Connection. The nonprofit brought the equipment here 3 years ago so the school's students could easily access teeth cleanings and fluoride treatments. But Lee says that's never happened.
We've got the full clinic set up. It's just a matter of getting personnel in here to operate it.
Lee says all they need is a dentist or dental hygienist. But dentists are scarce here, and current state law says hygienists can only practice with a dentist in the same building. So, room 19 stays closed.
My practice is just wrapped up all the time. It's just, quite frankly, just not enough of me to go around.
Michael Dent is one of just two full-time dentists in Turner County. Speaking from his office, he says he'd love to help the clinic out, but can't take time away from his own patients.
You know, I just see so many kids especially who just, they have not seen anyone. And it's a huge need. Access to care is a very big issue.
A recent study from Georgia Tech says few of the state's dentists accept public insurance for children, like Medicaid and Peach Care for kids. In rural areas, that makes getting to a dentist harder. Dent says freeing up hygienists to clean teeth without direct supervision would help solve that problem.
These kids need someone. And if seeing the hygienist is a huge thing. And I think that could be very positive for this state, especially in rural Georgia.
This year, state lawmakers are considering two bills to make that possible. One is sponsored by Republican Senator Renee Unterman.
It's so simple, and it sounds so logical that you would not have to have a dentist in a brick-and-mortar building to be able to deliver care to people who desperately need care.
It's the latest in a multi-year effort to free up hygienists to practice on their own in places like schools and nursing homes. A similar bill died in a House committee last year because of strong opposition from the state's dentists.
Are we slow to change? Yes.
Frank Capaldo heads the Georgia Dental Association. Speaking among the hubbub at the state capitol, he says last year's effort didn't do enough to protect patient safety. But that bill also would have allowed hygienists to leave dental offices entirely and start their own practices.
Is it a little bit of trying to help our dentists as small businesses in the state too? Yeah, but I think that's part of our duty and the duty of the state.
This year, the Dental Association is backing a different bill that would free up hygienists. It would block private practice, but it's a bit more specific when it comes to safety and privacy requirements. Capaldo says he's hopeful the measure will pass. Back at Turner County Elementary, Brenda Lee says she's heartbroken as she watches children walk by the dental clinic they can't use.
And it's very frustrating to think that we could provide these services if we just had an opportunity to have a provider come in and offer the services.
Lee says after 3 years of waiting, she's open to any measure that will finally help her fill those empty dental chairs. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead.